China's latest salvo was in itself retaliation to those planned U.S. tariffs effective September. From next month, Beijing plans to impose an additional 5 to 10% of that import tax on more than 5,000 goods originating from the United States. Those include agricultural products such as soybeans, pork and beef, together with small aircraft. China also plans to reinstate those tariffs on cars and auto parts originating from the U.S. Those tariffs were suspended last December with ongoing talks to try to defuse that crisis. China's Commerce Ministry attributed its move to Washington's unilateralism and protectionism. Well, there's certainly a lot going on stateside. Let's catch up now with our U.S. Bureau Chief, Simon Marks. He's based in Washington, D.C. for us. Simon, talk to us about the proportionality of all this. Is this Armageddon?
Well, it certainly suggests, Christine, that it's going to be very, very difficult to put trade talks back on track between Washington and Beijing, because President Trump, in essence, and he's made this announcement on Twitter, essentially is saying that the United States is going to tariff $550 billion of Chinese goods. That's virtually every single Chinese product entering the United States. And a good chunk of that product will be tariffed now at 30%. Bear in mind also, it seems, that these tariffs are going to kick in as scheduled in September. In other words, the delay that President Trump had previously agreed, he was under pressure from industry here not to see many of these tariffs going into force in a way that would raise prices in the United States as we hurtle towards Christmas in December. That now appears to be off in his mind. All of these tariffs are going into force, he says, over the course of the next few weeks. The reaction to this has been intense. The CEO of American Apparel, one of the largest textile firms here in the United States, equated the Trump presidency to a voyage on the Titanic. And bear in mind that he wasn't just reacting to the imposition of tariffs by China on that additional $75 billion worth of American goods. He was also reacting with fury to the latest pronouncements by the chairman of the Fed, Jerome Powell. So all of this taking place in a fit of pique in the Oval Office, President Trump issuing these tweets as he was closeted with his economic advisers. And the impact on Wall Street was, as you've reported, absolutely devastating.
Well, Simon, clearly it seems like the market has been pricing some of this in, but it's the uncertainty that has unnerved everyone. And there is more uncertainty this weekend. Mr. Trump is due at the G7 summit, but are there surprises to come, do you think?
Well, I think no question. And I think probably surprises just in the next few hours. Donald Trump has not yet clambered aboard Air Force One to head to the G7 summit in Biarritz. He is not a man who spends very much time sleeping on board Air Force One. So White House reporters already exhausted from a dizzying day here in Washington suspect that he will be tweeting while he is in the air on a wide range of issues, possibly again on China trade, but possibly on some of the other issues waiting for him in Biarritz, including that all-important first meeting with the new British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. They, of course, are going to discuss US-UK trade in the aftermath of Brexit. The French President Emmanuel Macron says he wants to put climate change firmly on the agenda at the G7 summit. Climate change, an issue about which Donald Trump, of course, is extremely skeptical, but the Amazon fires are seeing it move up the batting order, according to the French president. There's also the issue of Kashmir and President Trump's seeming offer to mediate some kind of solution in that disputed territory, which again has foreign policy analysts here in Washington reeling. So keep an eye on his Twitter account while he's in the air and brace yourself for his arrival in Biarritz.
Simon Marks, it's always, always good to hear from you. And I should just add one other line to that list. North Korea, it seems, has fired some more projectiles into the East Sea this morning. That comes to us from Yonhap News. But we'll have to watch this space. Thank you very much, Simon Marks, in Washington, D.C. for us.